Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
We work really hard to book guests here on the show. And you got to use all the tricks of the trade to book extraordinary guests like Kurt Heelan from Basketball Talk, lead NBA writer, managing editor at NBCSports.com. And so we had to pull a fast one and tell Heelan, hey, can you come on? It'll be anyone but Bill Ryder. But it was a little trick because Kurt Heelan, as you can hear, you're on with Bill Ryder. Gotcha.
Yeah. Somebody owes me a dinner or something now. If I've got a,
I think I've owed you a beer for 3 years. We don't live that far from each other.
No, that's it. We still have to figure that out. One of these days, we keep talking about it, and then life keeps getting in the way. You know, I've decided having two girls playing travel club soccer just takes over your life.
Dude, that is you're basically a one house Uber is what you are. You just don't get paid.
My wife and I joke about that. We're not even parenting anymore. We're just Ubering.
Yeah, I'm so glad that my children inherited A, my athletic ability, and B, my desire for tennis, because all of that is just really close to home. It really. I mean, the club soccer thing is a nightmare for friends who do.
Oh yeah, it's as my daughter, my middle daughter's gotten better, and you know, look, she's not destined for the U.S. national team, but she's gotten a lot better. And she's gotten older. She's playing high school ball, too, now. Like, the pool of kids shrinks. So, like, you're just going up the top of the pyramid. So you have to travel farther for games. It's like, it's insane.
That's why I sabotage my children's athletic futures, the opposite of everyone in my community. Kurt Heelan here on the show. Kurt, the Lakers have a really interesting approach to their free agency. Have they totally cornered the market on octogenarians and guys that were good 15 years ago, or am I missing somebody? Am I missing something about what Rob Pelinka is doing? Be the optimist if you can be. What are the Lakers up to right now?
Getting the guys they can get, to be honest with you. I mean, I think that that's a lot of what's going on here. It's not ideal, but these are the guys that they can land right now on minimum deals, which is what they can afford to give out as they try to put this thing together. It's not... Look, you've got $120 million wrapped up in three guys. By the way, there's a lot of Laker fans out there trying to figure out a way to still get Buddy Hield in a sign-in trade. You literally can't, or any kind of trade. Literally, you add him to the mix, and those four guys put you over the tax line. Like, they just then you've got to put 11 other players around them somehow. And I know the Lakers will pay the tax, but it's really tough to round out the roster the way they've built this. This is a Nets-style, insanely top-heavy roster, which works great if you have Kevin Durant, who might be back to being the best player in the game, and James Harden and everybody. I'm not sure if LeBron and Anthony Davis and especially Russell Westbrook round that out the same way.
Yeah, I mean, look, I've been on the record, and I don't think I'll be wrong, even though I want to be Kurt Heelan. There's no way that Westbrook and that contract translate, I think, to real success to the Lakers. The fit is bad, and at the risk of sounding like a jerk, Russell Westbrook has not been impactful in a positive way, which is to say good, for his teams who have playoff aspirations for a long time.
I've been saying this from the start. I think it's a good regular season move. Look, Russell Westbrook plays hard. He is intense. He will put up numbers, man. He will find Trevor Ariza in the corner and get some assists, right? Like, they will put to, he will put up numbers, and in the games when you have to rest LeBron or Anthony Davis, or you know, they miss some time with injury, hopefully not, but you know, it's certainly possible considering their histories at this point, Westbrook steps in and fills some gaps. It's those final 16 games. You get to the playoffs, and Bill, I can't help but think about Lakers versus Rockets in the bubble. What was the defensive strategy? Double for the Lakers, double Harden at the circle. Like, don't let him start to make a play. Don't cover Westbrook. We don't need to cover him. Like, let him try to shoot them past, and he can't. He's a career 40% shooter in the postseason. You can help off him. It's a really weird fit in what's going to be a really deep West. And I'm not going to rule out any team with LeBron and Anthony Davis on it, but it is a hard road to see them getting through.
Kurt Heelan here on the show. I really like the Chris Paul deal for the Suns. I understand that the guy is going to be 39 and 40 in years three and four. But for me, at least, Kurt, they are contenders next year. They're probably contenders in 2 years. It's not like that Phoenix organization has championship banners flapping all over the inside of that arena. What do you make of the money CP3 got and what it means for the Suns over the life of that contract?
It was something they had to do. And you think about where the Suns were a couple of years ago, even with a promising young Booker and a nice young core, the building was half full. There was modest energy around the team. They weren't making the playoffs. That building is full every game next year. That alone, you know, just that pays the bills, right? They're going to get more money for sponsorship deals. It's like, just financially, what Chris Paul brings in, what superstars bring in to teams, far outpaces what, as much as we talked about this monopoly money salaries, and Chris Paul's maybe getting $120 million over 4 years, depending on how the incentives and everything shake out. The Suns will make more than that. It is well worth it to them. And then on the court, you're right. Like, this is a team. Look, a lot of things broke their way this year, and a lot of things will probably have to break their way next year. But Devin Booker's coming back from the Olympics probably better, right? DeAndre Ayton made a leap. He should be better next year. Mikal Bridges is developing into an all-defensive level player. Like, it is very conceivable that they're better next year. And that, you know, they're one of those teams, like I said, in the top of what's going to be a very deep West that has a shot.
Kurt, do you think the Clippers should be worried at all? Degree of anxiety if you're the Los Angeles Clippers over Kawhi Leonard would be what for you?
On a scale of 1 to 10, maybe a 4, only because, Bill, what's Kawhi Leonard thinking? Does anybody know?
I have no idea. No, I don't even think the people around him know sometimes.
That's the challenge. Is he seriously looking at other teams because there's some frustration there, or is it just Kawhi Leonard being Kawhi Leonard and he's going to most people I've talked to around the league still expect he re-signs with the Clippers, and the real curiosity is it a short-term deal, or does he take something longer-term because the ACL on top of his previous injuries makes him think maybe he should lock some money up, or does he just take the one-year deal so he can get 10 years of service and then get the max? Whatever he ends up signing, the Clippers will gladly give it to him, and that's probably what happens, but the fact that deal is not done when Steph Curry extension, Trey extension, like everything gets done already, right? Everybody knows what's happening except for Kawhi. I don't know if that's just Kawhi being Kawhi or if there's some real problem there and it's so hard to read the guy.
Kurt Heelan, if Spencer Dinwiddie goes to the Wizards and that collection of guys that got sent for Russell Westbrook, and if Bradley Beal sticks around, is that enough for Washington to be interesting, to be competitive, to convince Bradley Beal not to force his way out this year, or just to opt out of his contract next summer and just go somewhere else?
I don't know. I think so. Look, he really wants to be there, and this is a better team now. Assuming they get Spencer Dinwiddie, and we'll see what that package ends up looking like. Dinwiddie's kind of a nice – if he can return to form off the ACL, the pre-big three in Brooklyn, Dinwiddie was 20 points a game, dishing out assists. He doesn't really space the floor, but he is certainly – it gives them two real good shot creators in the backcourt with Beal and Dinwiddie. You've got some athletic guys up front. I mean, Tomas Bryant. There are guys there, and it's – interesting is a good word. Like, they're kind of an interesting team. They're probably playing still, 6, 7, 8, 9, like somewhere in there. But that might be enough. Beal so badly kind of wants to stay with one team and win that maybe that's enough. And knowing the way the Wizards ownership thinks, I think that they keep, like, they're willing to ride that until he forces their hand. So I don't know. I think there's an argument to be made that the Wizards would be better off trading Beal, getting some massive Harden-esque package back for him and starting the process over. But that's just not where their mindset is. So they're going to ride this thing out, man. And they're better. I guess that's enough.
I'm with you. They're better, but it's not inspiring. It's not inspiring. It's not an inspiring basketball team.
And Beal's like, from the start, we've all been like, man, every other star in that situation wants out. He's not bolting. He's not even pulling a Lillard, really. So I don't know. This might be enough.
Curt Hill, I have to admit something to you, and it's a character flaw. And you're welcome to question my patriotism. It's fine. But I'm gonna tell you the truth. I have watched Olympic basketball. I stayed up last night to watch it. I'm actually required to watch it for my job at CBS Sports HQ. And I find that it subtracts from the sum of all human joy. I have found the product to be so abysmal and so hard to watch. Am I missing something? Am I not tapping into some Olympic magic? Or to your eyes, is it as unwatchable to you as it has been to me? Because I want to like it, and I have been unable to.
You know, there are some things I kind of like about watching. I mean, this in Olympic basketball, not just Team USA, but in the grand concept of like how it's handled. I love the fact that they give an unsportsmanlike I made that foul to break up the fast break. No, I want to see the dang fast break. Like, so you do that, it's a two shots in the ball. So I like that. I like that it gets a little more physical than the NBA and some of the drive to draw foul stuff that goes on in the NBA doesn't happen. In a lot of ways, I like some of that about it, but it hasn't been, I don't know, I'm with you. It hasn't been as high a level as I think we've seen in the past with, I mean, you think back to the 2008, 2012 USA-Spain games. That was really good basketball, man. That was really great, high-level, entertaining basketball. I think part of the challenge is Spain basically rolled the exact same team out, and it's, 10 years later, and they're just not quite as good. But I don't know that it's been quite as inspiring. Team USA looks cobbled together, and I think their real test comes together. Now they're going to get two real teams in a row. We'll see who that. Obviously, Australia next. I don't know if they can beat Australia. They looked better last night. They had a really nice half. I don't know if they can beat Australia. Australia's good. Patty Mills morphs into international LeBron James somehow.
So did Rubio last night. That was actually fun to watch.
Yeah.
I didn't know Rubio was good at offense. At least shooting the ball. Who is this guy? With a little man bun? I was into it. Curt Hillen here
on
the show.
You have a man bun, right? You still have a man bun, right?
I've got like a fro. Like I have a giant, giant fro that I need to just sort of get my hair cut, but I've just leaned into, I'm acting like it's the summer of 2020 and just letting it go. I'm just letting it go, Curt Hillen. It doesn't look great. I was on the Jim Rome show yesterday and I looked up and I realized that, I even more than normal, I have a face for radio and a voice for writing. It was not a great fit. Curt Hillen here on the show. Hey, before we run out of time, there's so much I want to hit you with. But Lonzo Ball, who's had a really interesting career, now in Chicago, got paid. I won't pretend Alex Caruso is some superstar, but I think he's a nice player. And he obviously made a very nice amount of money. What do you make of the Bulls' moves and the direction they're heading?
They're good. They're not knocking off Brooklyn / Milwaukee. I was going to say Philadelphia's in there. We'll see. Miami. I don't think that they're on that tier, but I think they're in the next tier in the East. You remember, Zach LaVine's going to go get buckets. Having Lonzo Ball next to him as a secondary shot creator. And by the way, Lonzo hit 38% of his threes and took eight a game last year. Like he is, if you let him set his feet, he will knock it down now. I just think that they're kind of interesting. Don't forget they have Vucevic in the paint now. He's going to get his 20 and 10 every night. I don't think they're title contenders, But if you told me the Bulls were the 5 seed and made the second round, I'd be like, yeah, I could totally see that. I think that that's kind of where they've gotten to. And for Bulls fans, man, that's a huge step forward, isn't it?
Better
than they were.
I grew up a Bulls fan. I'm not really one anymore because, you know, the job kind of strips that away. But I can't remember the last time I was excited to watch them play other than that Derrick Rose run. All right, let me leave you with this. Let's do a little what's going to happen, little what if. Who is going to make it further in the playoffs next year, Kurt Heelan? The Los Angeles Lakers or the Philadelphia 76ers in whatever form they find themselves come May?
Ooh.
I think it's Sixers.
The Lakers will be – it's like the Lakers are so health dependent. With every other move they've made, including Russ, everything we've talked about, are LeBron James and Anthony Davis healthy? It's really the only question that matters. It's kind of like Brooklyn. Yeah, that's great that we're talking about Jeff Green and what they get back for Spencer Dinwiddie. Are the big three healthy? Like, it's that. So I will, because I think the East is more manageable and I think Joel Embiid is a potential MVP candidate, I'll say the Sixers. But I'm really curious what that team looks like next year. And by the way, I keep hearing not only are they not coming back on their asking price, Daryl Moore is being patient. He knows he needs to nail this.
Yeah, I'm hearing that too.
Ben Simmons starting the season in Philly is not out of the question. Just not.
Dude, that's exactly what I've heard, is that Daryl is going to take – I mean, why would he rush? They were fine in the regular season. That's not the issue. I wouldn't rush if I was Daryl.
You can't miss on this, right? Like this, you have to nail this. And the picks and pick swaps are nice. You have to get somebody back who fits with Joel Embiid. You have to get somebody that's a better fit. And if that's not going to be Beal and it's not going to be Lillard, you got to wait out what it is going to be. You can't take back a nice player.
He is the massively talented Kurt Heelan. And someday, Kurt, when we get a beer, it's been so many years, we're going to have, I don't know, 5 or 6, I think.
When I get back, I'm currently trying to do this job and go on vacation with my family at the same time, which was a disaster of a decision.
I'm doing
but by
that
the way,
too, next week.
Eugene's beautiful. Yeah, we were up visiting colleges for one of my daughters, and Eugene's beautiful. Like, I'm ready to pack up and move. So,
dude, Oregon's awesome.
You know what? I don't know if she's going to. I'm not going to predict what a 17-year-old girl thinks, dude. I have no idea. But I could be one of the Southern Californians who just ruins the housing market in Eugene. I'm up for that.
Do it. Go ruin it. Go ruin Kurt. But before you do, let's get a beer before you move away. Hey, good stuff, buddy. Have fun as we all wait for Kawhi Leonard to tell us his news at like 3 in the morning on Thursday or something. I can't wait for the timing.
It'll come out in a memo. Yeah.
It's going to be brutal. Thanks for the insight, pal.
Take care, buddy.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during O'Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, oh.